Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Buckle up, Buttercup, because today we're diving headfirst into the wild world of global stock markets. Specifically, is America's stock market turmoil going global?
Ooh, juicy topic. So the U.S. market's a bit shaky, huh? What's the deal?
Well, seems like just yesterday, the U.S. stock market was king of the hill, right? New records every week, everyone else eating their dust. But now, investors are getting a little jittery. Economic growth forecasts are looking gloomy, and then there's the whole Donald Trump protectionism. Double tariffs on Canadian aluminum and steel.
Yikes, that's not good. So where are investors running for cover?
That's the interesting part. The usual safe havens? Not so safe anymore. The dollar is down, gold's had a massive run, could be due for a correction. And bonds? U.S. Treasury yields aren't falling as much as expected, and German and Japanese bonds, well, they've taken a dive.
Wow, so everything is just imploding?
Not exactly imploding, more like reshuffling. Investors are flocking to stock markets outside the U.S. Europe, specifically the Stock 600 and DAX, are up. Same with the Hang Seng, which has a lot of Chinese companies listed in Hong Kong.
But aren't those still risky investments?
Sure, they are. But right now, they look better than U.S. stocks. American stocks are expensive, a price-to-earnings ratio of 21. Europe's Stock 600 is at 15, and the Hang Seng is even lower at 11. So even if things go south, they might not have as far to fall.
I see. Makes sense. But are these international markets actually promising long-term returns?
Ah, there's the rub. Chinese stocks were a bit of a dud before this recent rally. Economic stagnation, deflation fears. Remember those? Those fears resurfaced with the February consumer price data. And the current Chinese boom, a lot of it's tied to AI hype.
AI hype? Got it. So another bubble waiting to burst? What about Europe?
Europe's looking a bit brighter, economically speaking. Goldman Sachs actually upgraded their growth forecasts for Germany after their fiscal stimulus package. They also downgraded U.S. growth, by the way. But Europe's got its own problems, paying for the war in Ukraine, for one.
Right, that's definitely a significant factor. So what's the bottom line here?
Bottom line, looking for safety in lower valued stocks? Probably a smart move, but don't expect those crazy high returns we saw in the U.S. before. At least, not right away. Anyway, that's all the time we have for today, folks. Thank you for tuning in to Nutty's Show.
Goodbye.